I love when I encounter people that are eating more unhealthy than me. I was back in Indiana, walking around the Kmart in our town, or as we called it, the mall. I saw this guy in the Kmart. He was probably about 70. He was doing some shopping. He was drinking something, too. And I noticed later on he was drinking a cup of KFC gravy. And you know, I love gravy, too. But I've never considered it a beverage. Wouldn't you let it be at the doctor with this guy? Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Jones? I'm your doctor. I got your cholesterol here. Okay. You're where your blood's not moving. Okay, this is kind of a strange question. You haven't been drinking gravy, have you? Because you're like 90% meat byproduct. We're going to have to register with the government. I used to be a waiter in a Mexican restaurant in Indiana, and that's where you want to go for Mexican. You know, Indiana or Belgium, you know? Mexican food's the best, but it's the same ingredients. You know? So essentially you're like, so when people would ask stupid questions, they'd be like, what is nachos? Nachos? It's tortilla with cheese, meat, and vegetables. Oh, well then what is a burrito? Tortilla with cheese, meat, and vegetables. Well, then what is a tostada? Tortilla with cheese, meat, and vegetable. Well, then what is... Look, it's all the same. Why don't you say a Spanish word and I'll bring you something? Mexican food is the best, but it is all the same. It's almost a conspiracy. It's like they had a meeting 200 years ago in Mexico, and one guy sat up and he was like, hey, look, the reason I got everyone here is pretty simple. I figured we could rename this one entree 7 times, sell it to the Americans. The French said it was a good idea. Now, who's in on it? The one guy in the back stood up and goes, wouldn't that be dishonest? Well, if you keep your mouth shut, we'll name one of the entrees after you. What's your name? My name's Chimichanga. That's a true story. That's a bunch of... That is all for me. You guys have been a delight. Thank you very much. Well, I'm like you, I got hobbies. Things I like. Me, I like wood. I like to lick it, squeeze it. Go ahead, put it on my tombstone, he liked wood. Good crowd. I don't like gum. Don't offer me any, I won't take it. Good crowd. Reminds me of a story. Well, this is a story about a young man with blonde hair, blue eyes, and glasses. Well, this young man used to play with a ball of wax. His mama used to say, don't play with that wax, you'll choke on it. That's a good story. Wood. Like your city here, I was walking around Capitol Hill, told a young man I liked wood. Stuck his penis in my butt. I don't like that kind of wood. He just kissed me and went on his way. A strange greeting. Well, to tell you a bit about myself, I used to be a poet. Wrote lots of poems. In fact, some of them poems were published on this piece of paper. This is a poem all about chasing dreams. It's called Dream Chaser. Dreams, dreams, dreams. Boy, do I got a lot of dreams. It's a good poem. Oh, you look like you want another one. This is a poem about something I love. It's called wood. Wood, wood, wood. Would you get that penis out of my butt? It's a good poem. I like this city. You can do anything here where I'm from. If you did one thing wrong, they'd never let you forget it. Whenever I go back there, it's always the same. Oh, welcome home, donkey. Well, if it isn't Mr. Bestiality. I was drunk. Donkey tricked me into it. I was cleaning it. We've all cleaned donkeys. Donkey mumbled something like, blah, 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 blah. Kind of like, why don't you stick your dick in my butt? So I oblige, because I'm a Christian.